So let's wrap up our conversation about the future of art. How many of you think painting is dead? Or you thought that. I wonder why he thought that. Well, anyway, I think it is a great idea, this prospect, or at least the thought of women of all ethnicities, men of all ethnicities, having their art valued for art, for being art, and being valued to the point where they're getting well paid, just like white men are being well paid for their artwork. In 20 years, as we mentioned, the market might not be very different from it is from the way it is today. Check this out. In 2017, a painting by Jean-Michel Basquiat, untitled, 1984, set a new record for the most expensive contemporary artwork sold at auction. It sold for $110.4 million. Last year, the market for contemporary African and African diaspora also set records, with Kerry James Marshall fetching $21.1 million for his painting called Pastimes, a 1997 work. And it was a new record for a living African-American artist, $21.1 million. Hey, you know, that's not $100 million. But it is $21 million. Hopefully, we'll begin to see much more of that. Borja Bad, curator of architecture and design at the Art Institute of Chicago, says we really should be ready for things to happen that we can't even anticipate right now. In other words, we can't expect to predict one future, but instead we should prepare for many futures. Cultural institutions and collections are highly political, she says. Highly political. And doesn't that contradict the notion that one person offered before, that artwork should not be political, it should be apolitical? Cultural institutions and collections are highly political and have perpetuated and consolidated a very dogmatic understanding of history. How about this artwork, for example, the Mona Lisa? And how many of you have heard the story that Mona Lisa, the picture of the Mona Lisa, was taken after a black woman? And when the painting began to catch on and become very, very famous and become highly touted, highly valued, they changed the picture from being that of a black woman to that of a white woman. There's some meaning attached to that. Very dogmatic understanding of history. People changing art to reflect history the way they want history to be reflected. This wasn't art for art's sake, because there was religious meaning attached to it, but the Sphinx. With this religious meaning, but for some it also had political meaning. The Sphinx, with its portrayal of the lips of black people. And when Napoleon Bonaparte defeated Egypt, the Egyptian army, he wanted to hide the fact that this great work portrayed black people, so he deliberately defaced it, using cannons to deface the nose and the lips, in hopes that people would not be able to look at it and know, just from a glance, that this great work depicted the black community, the black race. People using art, and at times actually changing the art to give history the meaning that they want it to have, even when that meaning represents falsehood. Collections like the Art Institute are the perfect material, this curator says, to help us rewrite history's plural, rather than just one history. In the year 2040, art might not look like art, unless it's a painting, but it will look like everything else. There will be artists, activists leading political upheaval. There will be formal experimenters exploring new mediums and spaces, even in outer space. And there will be strong markets in Latin America, Asia, and Africa. So in the world of culture, at least, the West may find itself playing catch up. Till next time.